this is part of our Farm to School Incubator Grant. Our sixth grade agriculture students learn the entire life cycle of a wheat crop, and so they actually plant it, and then we do a large whole school harvest.
This is KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Father Ian Dellinger, and I'm playing with food. That's me with Lauren Thomas, Food Services Director at San Miguel School District. She's showing me the wheat field at Lillian Larson Elementary School. It's fascinating. As part of Lauren's commitment to get kids eating locally produced food, learning where their food comes from, and ultimately eating healthier, the Wheat to School program provides hands-on opportunities for kids to do all of that.
This is the same varieties of wheat that we purchase from another local farmer up north, John Eck, Sonora, and Simpatwin. And then that goes out to Shandon, and she has that large mill. And mills it into flour, and then we're able to bake products for the kids with that.
How many pounds of wheat do you get?
Off of this crop, probably 100. And so it's not enough to feed all the kids with, but it's enough for educational demonstrations and little mock mills. It's already started to head, and so as long as it doesn't continue to rain, we should have a good crop to harvest at the end of May.
Wow, I accidentally grew wheat in my backyard last year.
Accidentally? Do you know what variety it was?
I have no idea. It was not as robust as this. It did not fruit as much as this.
We have a farmer friend, Larry, who will come out and bring a thresher. So the kids will come in with some scissors and cut all the wheat heads. And then they bring it to him in a thresher, and that threshes the husky part off. And then you're left with just the kernels.
I did all that by hand.
Mm-hmm.
I visited at harvest time, and the kids had a presentation for me before I joined the harvest.
I'm Christina Wilkinson, and I'm a second grade teacher and an ag enrichment teacher at Lillian Larson School. And my students are sixth grade agriculture enrichment students, and they've been learning about wheat all year long, and they've planted it, taken care of it, and now we're harvesting it today. They are going to give you their wheat presentation.
I will now be talking about wheat's history. In 1800s, wheat was produced to feed miners during the gold rush. 1850, wheat was produced higher than any local consumption of grain. It was first exported overseas to European markets, then was used to feed soldiers fighting on both sides of the Civil War. 1920, wheat lessened the fertility and help of soil. 1920, farmers couldn't make any money growing wheat. 1936, wheat hadn't made good money for the farmers and was grown as a monocrop. Today, different types of wheat are grown on a much smaller scale.
Thank you for listening to our presentation.
Thank you for giving your presentation.
As I watched the kids harvest their small strip of wheat, I spoke with the Cal Poly professor and Larry the farmer.
My name is Nick Williams, and I'm a professor at Cal Poly in environmental management.
How are you involved in this wheat growing project?
I have that other plot in the back as an experimental plot where we're growing some varieties of wheat, and we have a paired plot on the Cal Poly campus where we're growing the same varieties. And so it's a comparison of the sort of performance of the grain in each of the different locations.
Is the school involved in harvesting your wheat as well?
No, I have students that will come and harvest the wheat from Cal Poly. But the idea in the long term is to be able to use sort of a similar experimental design at the different schools in this area as well as at Cal Poly to be able to broaden our sort of knowledge of the environmental factors and how they affect wheat production.
What do you think is the most important thing for the kids to learn through this project?
The way that we've set up our plot, the idea is to be able to expose people to the idea of agricultural biodiversity and the importance of having different grains, different varieties growing in the same place at the same time to be able to adapt to the environmental conditions and respond to the variability that inherently is part of farming.
Through your work at the university, what are you hoping that the general public will learn through your work?
It's less about the general public learning than it is about trying to help local farmers or future farmers be able to gain knowledge about how they might be able to effectively grow wheat in different parts of the county when a lot of the sort of traditional knowledge of wheat production has been lost because people don't grow that much wheat here anymore, whereas historically they did. There used to be a lot of wheat production in this county. People have moved on to specialty crops that are a lot more resource intensive because you can make a lot more money growing it. But thinking into the future of there is a higher potential for a market for sort of boutique wheat because there's whole grain bakeries that are trying to produce novel products that people didn't really buy before, and especially for the price that they're willing to pay now. And so wheat is a more viable crop than I think it was in the past. And so the idea is, how do we identify the best varieties to grow and also different techniques of being able to grow in sustainable ways to be able to help sort of the future of farming in this area?
Yeah, I'm Larry Hun, and I'm a farmer that owns and operates a family farm near the town of Clarksburg, which is just south of Sacramento.
What are you doing here at Lillian Larson Elementary School?
I'm an active member on the California Wheat Commission. We have a program here that we're teaching these kids about wheat. I'm here to manage the harvester.
Do we have a giant wheat field and a giant harvester? My stepfather grew wheat in Nebraska, so these kids couldn't drive a harvester.
No, the kids can cut the heads off. They got a pair of scissors, and then they bring those heads to me, and then I hand feed them into the machine. Well, the machine is just like a regular combine. It has a cylinder, and then we have air, a fan that blows air to separate the chaff from the seed, and then you have a screen that sifts out the seed from the chaff, which is exactly what a regular combine does, the same thing, just on a very small scale. It weighs about 250 pounds.
It's about half the size of a desk that would go in an office, right?
Correct.
What are you hoping the kids learn?
Most kids don't even understand where their food comes from. And hopefully here they'll see what wheat looks like when it's in the head and watch it grow throughout the season and then mill it and then have the seed come out of the head. And then actually we have a table where they're grinding it and making it into flour. And then we have our kitchen over here where we're making pizza. They can see the whole system and understand how it all functions, because I think a lot of kids, they think that most foods come just from the store.
They need a cow and some cheese making and some tomatoes as well to like full circle the pizza.
Absolutely. Yeah, right.
You're listening to KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Father Ian, and I'm harvesting wheat at Lillian Larson Elementary School in San Miguel, where young wheat farmers are harvesting wheat by hand. The next steps are threshing, milling, and baking.
We get to see threshing. Yay, exciting!
Okay, come on up here. Come on up here. Go collect the wheat from the...
Put them all in one bucket.
One bucket. The students just hand-harvested wheat. Now they're coming over to the thresher, and they're going to see how we thresh the wheat. Take the stalk away from the wheat berries. And taste it. Mmm, how crunchy. So this is the wheat berries that we just pulled out, that just separated from the shaft. Now we're gonna go over, you guys are gonna go over and see how it's milled.
So we're putting the wheat kernels into the mill, and it'll come out through a small tunnel and turn into flour. Turn it on.
Wheat kernel is passed through. The wheat kernel is passed through a machine to separate the grains from the outside grain. The wheat is ground into fine powder. The powder is sifted into making a very fine flour.
Before we find out what the kids do with the wheat, let's chat with two people who are fully immersed in the Wheat to School program. First, let's go into the school and see how the wheat is used.
I'm Jalene Coelho. I am the food service director for Shandon Joint Unified School District. We are looking at my mill. It's a 36-inch stone mill.
It looks very modern. I was thinking like this ancient stone mill that you unearthed from one of the Chumash tribes or something like that. So.
Now, if you want to see that, go out to Mission San Antone and you can see an old mill. We don't do enough to mill. We do just little garden plots as a learning thing for now. Eventually, I would like to do acres of wheat and would be an FFA project for some kids. For our school, this is a grant project that we did. We are, as far as we know, the first school in California, if not in the United States, to have a stone mill in their kitchen. It was brought to our attention by Claudia Carter of the California Wheat Commission. She got us involved in this, and we just said, yeah, we'll try it, and went running with it. It's fun. So I mill for our pizza dough, muffins. I also mill for San Miguel School District. We kind of collaborate on all this wheat to school, farm to school stuff.
Does milling your own flour create more work for you?
Well, of course, but that's okay. That's totally okay. It's worth it. I am a huge proponent of kids knowing where their food comes from. I strongly believe that all kids should know that their food is grown by farmers and ranchers, and it doesn't come from the grocery store. It actually comes from someone's hard work.
So do you want to show me how it works?
I can. What I first do is I have a hopper that the grain goes in. This is about 20 pounds of Patwin that we're going to mill today. And I put it in the hopper and I set the stones to where I want them. It gets pretty noisy. Yeah,
Let's do it.
Okay. That's probably about 20 to 25 pounds of grain seeds, or they call them berries. What I do is I first turn my mill on. It's gonna squeak and whirl, and I let it warm up for a little bit.
And so what's happening inside? We can see the stone right here, right?
Yep, that's the bottom stone. That's stationary. The okay. top stone is what does the movement.
But we can't see it.
You can't not see okay. it, no.
But the concept is exactly like a mill thousands of years ago.
Absolutely.
The two stones rubbing
Absolutely.
Together.
Yep, it sure is. I actually did a vacation to Tennessee, and we went up to the Great Smoky Mountains, and they have mills all up there that you can still see, and they were from 150, 200 years ago. It's really cool. I took a lot of pictures of it because I was so excited to see them, and theirs were mostly for corn, but it's still the same. I mean, the patterns are very similar on the stones that they were from hundreds of years ago that they still use today. This raises and lowers my stone. It's a gear-driven mechanism here, and I'm going to lower it until I hear the stones just whispering to each other. You'll hear what I mean. So basically, I'm tightening the stones together to melt so it will make the finest flour I can. It's going to get really loud now.
That was really cool.
When you mill your own, you get everything in it. It's not taken apart and put back together like all-purpose is. All-purpose doesn't have all the components of a wheat berry anymore. That's the difference. Harder to work with.
Where do you get your wheat?
All of our wheat is grown in the state of California. That's how it's considered local. Most of our wheat comes from the Sacramento area because that's where they grow it.
How much is delivered? How often?
We get a ton at a time, so 2,000 pounds at a time.
Where do you store a ton of wheat?
Right now I have about 6 tons of wheat. I have a refrigerated insulated sea train that keeps it temperature controlled, so it will last for a really long time.
How much do you go through in a school year?
Depending on what we do with it, we could go through about 2 tons a year.
So you have more than one kind of wheat?
We do. We do Patwin, we do Hard Red, we do Durham, and then we do Sonora, which is the local Indians grew at Mission San Miguel.
Okay.
So it's a historical thing for us also, but it's also one of my favorites. It's great in muffins. I always put a little bit of it in almost everything I bake because I just love the flavor profile of it.
So you seem to know a lot about the different flours produced by the different wheat and how to use them in different things. Is that something that you knew before this project, or have you been learning it along the way?
I did not know anything about milling or anything about the different wheats. It's been a great learning experience. I've learned so much from Claudia and her team at the California Wheat Commission. We go up there for classes and they teach us how to do all of our baking with our whole grains, and they've developed some really neat recipes for us. I'm looking at growing this program into the high school. They get to enjoy all the products though. Everything we make goes to everybody throughout the district.
You're listening to KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Father Ian, and I was just at Shandon Elementary School to see their impressive stone mill that makes flour for both Shandon and San Miguel schools. I kept hearing Claudia's name, so I got onto Zoom with the person who oversees the Wheat to School program on the state level.
I am Claudia Cotter. I work at the California Wheat Commission. I'm the executive director. I work for California Wheat Producers.
How did the school thing develop?
Back in 2018, a person named Allison Bright Rose came knocking on our door here in our office saying, hey, you're the Wheat Commission and we're growing wheat in our school garden here at Dingo Elementary with our volunteer Chuck. He knows how to grow it and he's growing it and it's almost ready to be harvested or will be but we don't know what to do afterwards. So tell me what you do and tell me how you can help. So I was like, oh my gosh, that's so exciting. That sounds so much fun. So I went to see the field, that the mini plot that they had at Dingo Elementary, and I was so excited. I also participated in different activities with children, and I saw how exciting it was for them to be outside looking at the field, helping. So then I say, why don't we do what we do at the lab? We brought the kids, we brought their wheat, and we showed them how we mill it, how we process it into pasta. We extruded pasta with them, tortillas, a cookie. Then they were just super, super exciting to be here and seeing the whole process from the beginning to the end. They were able to take flour with them. They were able to take some of the pasta with them. So that's how things started with the school collaboration programs. And later on in 2021, I applied for the California Department of Food and Agriculture Farm to School grant. I pitched in the idea that we could bring this education program to other schools. We did get the grant, and we were able to establish this similar program, not the same, with a lot more complicated factors at the two school districts that we partnered at that time with, Shandon and San Miguel. They saw the faces and the exciting part that the kids and the things that they were experiencing on the ground when we were planting it. But they also figured out how fun and exciting it will be for them to use these flour that they were milling into a product. But the biggest thing that I realized that was the turning point for the food service directors, Jillian and Lauren, was when they started experimenting and trying with these flours, and they tasted it and figured out how much better they tasted. Also, how well, in general, most of the products they made for the kids were received. Being a skeptical, which is typical about whole grains that are not very good, that they don't taste well, the texture is bad. Their excitement, they're all of like, oh, wow, this is incredible. It's, I think, what brought them to say, okay, let's keep this program going.
What is the ultimate goal for this Wheat to School program for you?
I believe that we should give the chance for children to eat more fresh, in this case, freshly made whole grains, and that they should be given that opportunity by helping the school districts to have more scratch baking. Some people say that nutrition education is not worth it because it doesn't translate. It doesn't go to the family. The parents make the decisions. They buy the food for the kids. So it doesn't have an impact. I think that's not completely right, because I still remember being little, tasting the delicious grandma food that I still want to eat today, or eating a fresh tomato in Ecuador that is very different than in the US. I still crave that. So when we are exposed to these, I think they create these core memories that remind us of something that is really, really good. You remember later on in life and you want to go back for that. There's not that much availability of whole grains out in the market. If they are, they're not so great tasting. We understand that. Their price point tends to be higher. So all these things where we can bring the best food with food justice in mind is actually schools, because the schools are part of this program through the government. All the children will have access to the exact same food, and they can actually have it at least 2 times per day.
Back to San Miguel. They have harvested, threshed, and milled their wheat, and now they are baking tasty stuff right next to the field.
This is cinnamon bread that they made.
With whole wheat. Whole wheat.
Made it today?
Just made it now.
And then here, you can have a piece.
Still warm.
We have our uni oven set up here, and we have some 100% whole wheat pizza dough that we do a little bit of a cinnamon sugar bread to do a taste so that the kids see the entire life cycle of the wheat.
Have I seen the entire life cycle? I saw them picking, and then we did the threshing, and then we did the milling, and now we have the pizza. Is that everything?
Yeah, we planted the wheat, then they harvested it, we put it through the thresher, then you have the grain, then it gets milled, and then the flour gets turned into pizza dough with a little bit of water, salt, and yeast.
The flour to make this pizza dough, did that come from the field today? Is that the stuff that they picked today?
No, we can't grow enough wheat for what we need for school meals. So The flour was milled out Shandon, and we got that from a local grain farmer in the valley.
Okay, so where will this wheat go?
The wheat here we use mostly for education purposes, to show the kids the life cycle through the mill, and then a lot of it gets replanted in the fall, and we'll just put it back into the field.
While we're on the subject of students baking with whole grain wheat that is locally sourced, I want to pop back to Claudia, who has the perfect sign of the program's success.
Woodland Unified School District, specifically Dingo Elementary, 80% or more students are Mexican-American. Their staple food are probably rice, tortillas, beans. Since 2018, we have been making the tortillas for the students, with the students, with the wheat that they grew, they mill. And we make it into 100% whole wheat tortilla. 90%, if not more, of every single class that we have had here, we have the students saying this is the best tortilla ever had. It is not a perfect tortilla. It is kind of dry. It is kind of winky and weird because they make it their own. So it's going to have some edges here or there. It's a little thick sometimes. But they still love it and they still like it. Of course, there's some that are going to say, yeah, it's okay. But in every single class, we have students saying, can I have a second one? This is better than my grandma's tortilla, or this is better than my mom's tortilla.
Ooh, yeah. Those are some serious words.
I know. That's in almost every single class we have had here.
If that's not a rousing endorsement for the Wheat to School program, nothing else is. This is KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Father Ian, and I'm playing with food.